We're going to talk about swimming with Robbie Jarville, the coach of the Sitka High Wolves, and also some wrestling. Mike Kimber has brought a couple of wrestlers from Mount Edgecombe. But we're going to start with Robbie Jarville. Robbie, I was hoping we'd be having this conversation today.
Yes.
Congratulations on second place finish at state.
Yes, it was a very good weekend, and I'm just happy for the kids.
So all along, I mean, three or four times now, you've been on the air during this slot, and you've been talking about your relay teams and your strategy of getting relays into the top five at state. And you kind of had to balance your performance at regionals, which was incredibly strong, and maintain momentum going into state. But it obviously something worked.
Yeah, it's hard because you gotta swim well at regionals just to make it to state. So it's, you know, you gotta know your athletes and know where they stand in their events and how the relays stand overall. Because you're pretty much doing the same exact lineup two weekends in a row. It's, you can't do, you know, certain events at regionals and then change it up for the state. So we went to the region meet with our what we wanted to do at the state level, and it worked out, and it all came out on the right side.
And your 200 medley, Lewis Belay, Jacob Reed, R.J. Miller, Carl Brenner, third place in the 200 medley.
Yeah, it was a good swim. It was another PR. It was the fastest they'd swam all year, so it was a very, very good race.
All right. And then your 200 free relay with Spencer Combs, RJ, Evan Harrington, and Carl. They did fifth place?
Yeah, they got fifth overall. And I knew that was going to be the, I don't want to say weaker, but that was going to be the hardest one that the boys had to overcome. And they, you know, they did great. It was very close. And Diamond High School, who won state on the boys' side, and ourselves were the only two schools that had all three relays qualified. So even that fifth place was above all those schools besides Diamond.
Right, and your boys came in fourth place in the 400 free relay. Yeah. And I guess you and Diamond kind of flipped this year. I mean, when Sitka dominated in 2005 and 2006, you were kind of one and two in these relays.
Diamond's always had a good program. I think in the archive since 1976, they've won state on the boys' side nine times. You know, they're a good program. They have a good feeder program with Aurora swim team in the Anchorage area. Has always been a very successful club team, and the kids that swim for Aurora are in the area to go to Diamond High School, so it just works hand in hand. But yeah, it's, you know, they're good friends, the coaches, and the kids all knew each other. We trained with them in Hawaii for 2 weeks this summer, and so it was fun for all the kids to compete and take first and second in the state.
Okay, yeah, so training in Hawaii isn't a critical, let's just say that's a, you want to state that now unequivocally, that's a critical component of preparing a team for state championship here in Alaska. Robbie, before I let you go, I want to talk about some individual performances. I know Lewis Belay, am I saying his name right? Lewis Belay put in a tremendous performance in the individual medley, and Jacob Reed, 100 free. Were you expecting those guys to do quite as well in those events as they did?
Yeah, I was expecting it. You know, they were trained, and their taper and everything was made for the state weekend. I mean, all the other boys had to swim, you know, be at their best just to make it to state and get those three relays qualified. And those two were strong enough in their events to swim through regionals, you can say, and then peak for that Saturday at state. And they both hit it wonderfully. I mean, Jacob, I've been coaching Jacob since he was 9 years old, and he absolutely had the most wonderful day he's ever had in a swimming pool. So it was good to see him being a senior and going out on top like that and coming away with two second places and two personal bests was very good. And Lewis has, you know, been competitive all through age group swimming, and, you know, it was almost just a matter of time until he was going to kind of break out from the pack. And he had a wonderful weekend. He PR'd and everything, and both his swims were school records. He broke Travis Watson's 200 individual medley record and then bettered his 100 back record that he broke at regionals. So, yeah, it was a wonderful weekend.
And last competitive swims at Sitka High for Jacob Reed and your other senior, Evan Harrington, who put in a good performance on the 200 free relay team. So, well, thanks a lot, Robbie. I imagine we won't be talking to you again until next year this time. And it seems like swimming, you're only losing two seniors off the men's side. So
yeah, it'll be good for a while. There's a good junior high group coming up, and yeah, it should be exciting and get some more girls out there to swim with Megan and Maddie. They both had wonderful weekends, and Megan Reed got sixth in the 50 free, which was a great swim. It was a very competitive race. And Maddie Chadwick got 12th in the 100 breast, and Megan was 13th in the 100 breast. So get a few more girls in there to swim with those girls returning, and yeah, we should have fun.
Yeah, you're only losing one senior on the girls team, Sarah R-Square. So things definitely looking up for swimming. Congratulations on your second place finish in state, Robbie Charbel.
Thank you.
We're going to turn now to wrestling. Mike Kimber with the Mount Edgecombe Braves is here. And Mike, what's coming up for you guys?
This weekend, we're going to Ketchikan. Ketchikan's is kind of an exciting tournament. Most of the region is going to be there. It's a bracketed tournament, and so we're going to have mostly varsity-level wrestlers there. The exciting thing about this week is that the level of competition will be better than normal. Bill McLaughlin, the coach from Ketchikan High School, has brought up is going to bring up about seven or eight wrestlers from Washington that were either state qualifiers or placers or state champions. And then a couple of them were placers at the Fargo National Tournament.
Okay, so this is going to be something new in the mix for you guys. You've got a couple of your wrestlers with you, Carlton and Kendrick Hautala. Am I close?
Yeah.
Carlton and Kendrick Hautala are seniors. More twins at Mount Edgecombe, right? That we just got used to the Rogers boys, I guess. Now you're throwing new twins.
We still have another set of twins. We have the Creed twins too, Dee Dee and Trevor Creed.
Okay, so all right. Well, I'll just try and keep track of all this. Carlton, are you looking forward to this this tournament in Ketchikan and seeing some new wrestlers from out of state?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Like Coach said, there's going to be a lot of good wrestlers, and I want to see them and just hopefully learn a lot from them. And yeah,
because in order to improve in wrestling, you really have to see a lot of different competition.
Yeah.
Kendrick, where are you guys from?
We're from Kuikluk. It's in southwest Alaska, right outside of Bethel.
Did you and your brother get a chance to wrestle much when you were growing up there?
Yeah, we wrestled all the way through junior high.
And but then you left wrestling for a little while and then got back into it at Edgecombe?
Yeah, we when we started high school, we kind of moved away from it a little bit. But when we came here, I guess we got back into the program.
Okay. And Mike, these guys are part of your Kuikluk mafia. What is that exactly?
It's kind of a joke. We have five kids from Kuikluk. Five or six? Five. I think we have the twins here. We have Moses and Kenny Jackson, a set of brothers. We have Justin and Andrew. And we've had a few other Kuikluk kids that have left the program. But it's a... It's kind of turned into our feeder program a little bit since we don't have a middle school. So, who else is there?
Corby.
Oh, Corby Casile, yeah. So we have six kids from Kuikluk on our team.
Okay. Why so many kids wrestling from Kuikluk? Is it sort of the national pastime of your town?
When we started, like, we all, you know how people or kids find wrestling fun when they're young. That's how we saw it back at home. And basically all the guys that are on the team from Kuikluk were wrestling basically through junior high too. So yeah, it's pretty, I guess it was favored for a lot of
Yeah, so start young when it's fun, and then just carry it on in. Kendrick, what weight do you wrestle at?
I'm in 152 weight class.
And you've been doing pretty well the past couple of meets, right, and Craig?
Yeah, I think I did okay.
Okay, third place finish by Kendrick, coach, at Craig?
Yeah, by both Kendrick and Carlton last weekend. And they did really well.
Okay.
They didn't finish first or second, but, you know, they learned a lot, and it's always a possibility at the regional tournament in a couple weeks.
All right. And, Carlton, you wrestle at what weight?
160.
And do you feel that you have room still to improve?
I think I have a lot of room to improve.
Okay.
It's always learning, and I think, and, yeah.
Do you guys know if you have a match yet tonight with the mix and match at Sitka High? Will you be on the mat?
No, because starting yesterday, we're taking a UAS class. It's an intro to molecular biology, and it's about like whales and stuff, and just intro to like doing lab work and stuff, and Monich comes paying for us to take that class, and it's from 1 to 5, and so we missed part of practice.
Okay, so a conflict, academic conflict tonight.
Well, you know, I like to be seen as the academic coach. You know, I support academics, and I couldn't say no to an academic opportunity like that, so mm-hmm. They're going to take a few days off. They missed this opportunity, but they'll be there this weekend.
Okay, so tonight, just finally, Mike, tonight it is a mix and match, the second one with Sitka High. How many matches will there be? I know Sitka has, it doesn't quite line up well. You don't have a good matchup.
If we did a duel, it would be about, the last duel was 37 minutes.
Okay.
And the last time we did mix and match, just Sitka versus Edgecombe, it was about 45 minutes.
So five or six matches, maybe?
Yeah, no, we're going to throw a lot more than that. This week, we're going to put in some Edgecombe versus Edgecombe. You know, this fits into our shotgun policy. Okay. We have a lot of kids on our team, and in order to get the mat time that we need to make sure that we take the opportunities that we have to participate against Sitka High. So we're going to slip in some Edgecombe versus Edgecombe, and some that'll give time for the Sitka High kids to get a couple matches against Edgecombe kids too.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. That'll be tonight at 6:30 at Sitka High.
Correct.
6:30 mix and match, and then you're off to Ketchikan this weekend, and then regionals the week and after that.
No, the week after that is tournament in Juneau.
Okay.
And then the regional tournament is at Mount Edgecombe on December 2nd.
Oh, all right. Regionals here at Mount Edgecombe. All right. Well, Carlton and Kendrick Hautala are seniors from Queethluck. They've been in talking about Mount Edgecombe wrestling along with Coach Mike Kimber. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys. And we also spoke with Robbie Jarville about Sitka High swimming. Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school activities and sports here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.